I'm still not sure if I knew what I was going to do, going to him that day. I can remember every detail, and I do remember as often as I like. My heart was beating in my ears. My fingers were so tied on my book that I scratched the top. Finding an opportunity was not easy. He came and went from his classroom very fast, and he did not hold many after-school tutorials. He did not run clubs or activities in the dorms like some of the other teachers. He wouldn't even coach volleyball, which is usually a little popular for male teachers to sign up to coach. When I would catch him, he was usually in the company of another instructor, or quite often another female student. Usually I would just wear my black hair down. And normally, to be honest, I don't smile a lot in class. I enjoy school, but if you looked over on any day, you would see a blank expression on my face. You would see my soft, light skin, but you wouldn't see too many smiles. I'm a good girl, and I don't try and grab attention so much either, but it is hard for me to hide my ass. Even in our conservative skirts, its shape, so round compared to the rest of me, can be spotted. I did not see myself as too special. When I bumped into him with other girls, I always felt like any other student. And my hopes were hit by the other girls I saw, who went with hopes of changing their grades. The last year of high school can be a nightmare. The pressure of applying for universities as they choose little by little who gets in and who gets out. I took the college equivalency classes our school offers, hoping to stand out, but I did not expect it to destroy my average. As I saw tear-stained girl after frustrated girl, the kicking, the red faces, I knew I would have to do something desperate. So I thought about it. I practiced in my room. I knew what I would do that day. Or I had imagined I would. I studied him, and I studied what other girls would say. I knew he liked braids and girls' hair. You could see it. In the body language, I mean. In the mirror, I would practice changing up my black hair. I couldn't change my uniform a lot, but for a week before I went to see him, I had a friend alter it, just 2 inches off my skirt. So many of the other girls tried to find ways to open up their bust, but I thought I could see him, you know? See him differently than anyone else. When girls would move around in class to get books or see a friend, his eyes only followed some. I would follow his line of sight, right to the bottom of their ass cheeks, peeking out every once in a while. I knew changing mine even a bit would show the bottom of my ass cheeks, naked to him. So, I went to him that day. Mr. Dark? I was hoping to talk to you about my test and grade. No, I know it's the end of the day, but speak up. I don't want to make an appointment. I know your appointment book is full, and I was hoping to talk to you here, not in the teacher's office with all the other teachers and other students. Really? You will? Awesome. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I'm just going to cross over to your desk so I can show you the test, okay? Here, just let me lean in and I'm just going to move a few items on your desk because I don't want to mess it up, you know? So, here's the test, and you can see you put an F on it. The issue is that I did not understand the prompt. This test is such a big part of the term. It will completely sink my average for applying for college. No, sir. Yes, it is not your responsibility for me to get into college, but I mean, you know your course is college equivalency, and it has way more reading, more work, higher standards, you know? Look, I'll show you where I went wrong, okay? Just let me turn around and grab my backpack. I could feel the air on the bottom of my ass when I bent over. I took my time and was surprised how much I enjoyed it. My hands were sweating. I fumbled with the zipper at least 2 times, but he didn't say anything. And as I arched my back a little, I could feel the material ride up a little more. I knew he was looking. I have been told I have an apple booty, and for the first time, I was owning it. Okay, here's my book. Sorry about that, Mr. Dark. I just couldn't find my book right away. I'll just brush my braid out of the way. So, down to business. The prompt you provided for us on the test was extremely similar to a prompt that was available in our extra notation, and I mean, the difference was only one part of the prompt. And I think a lot of this is very good. Mr. Dark, come on. Here, I'm gonna lean in, okay? I know we're like really close, but you really need to see this. Can I borrow that red pen of yours? The one you like to use on us so often? Here. Let me see it. Come on. Please. Thank you, sir. So, here's the only part of the prompt that's different. I think if you look at my work, you'll see it was excellent in every way, except for maybe this teeny tiny little issue. What do you think? Huh? Take your pen off my lips? Of course, sir. I'm so sorry. Uh-huh. 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 What? So that initial error in missing this part of the prompt deducts points here and here and here and here? One mistake 4 times? Sir, damn it. Okay, I'm sorry. I am sorry. But you have to admit, here, just give me the pen. Okay. If it was not for that detail, an increase of 4 on this scale, I'd be at a B. Look, how do I change this F? Just like this. Just trace this red pen all over this red F. and move it, what would I have to do to move it down like this and change it just like this? Run it along until it makes an A. Mm-hmm. I hear you, sir, but I don't know if you hear me. And then I made my choice. I threw out something I thought he couldn't say no to. I moved his red pen, his hand already on my forearm trying to get it back. I moved it across the A I had just made and wrote something else. I wrote anal. If you could hear me, I would do anything, any extra credit, anything for you, anything to make this A, even if you read my test, I think you'll see what I'm offering. Your hand is still on my forearm, sir. What do you think? Bend over? Yes. Yes, Mr. Dark. Please, let me bend over for you. Oh, Mr. Dark, you won't regret this. I'm going to be so good for you. Shut up. Oh, what do you... Touch myself while you lock the door? Yes, sir. Of course, sir. I'll just dip my hands underneath. Do you want me to clear your table? Shut my mouth? Oh, okay, sir. What, sir? Describe for you how I feel? Okay, keep looking at you? Okay. I feel myself. Oh, so wet against my fingertips. Oh, so wet for you. Can you hear me across the room? Oh, I'm so wet. Oh, sir. I'm so happy you are ready to listen to me. You don't know what this means to me. I'll be so perfect for you. Do you enjoy watching me? You can imagine how you'll sit here on Monday, right beside me. Fuck, sir. Can I finger myself as I talk to you? Yes? Thank you. This is my favorite class. Oh, even though it's so hard. I sit right over there where you're standing. Oh, I see the girls watching you every day, and I try to keep myself focused on school, but I would be lying. I would be lying if I had not thought about what it would feel like for you to fuck me, for you to push your cock inside of me, for you to stretch me, for you to come on my face, on my ass. Oh my God. Yes. Yes, yes. Please move over here. Let me show you what I can do. Still look ahead? Yes, sir. Anything you want, sir. Do you want my clothes off, sir? My pussy is so wet. I would love for you to look at me. No? Just my shirt, but leave the skirt. Okay. Okay. You're unbuttoning me fast. And my bra, yes. Your hands feel so good cupping my breasts. Oh, God. Did you even realize I have C-cups? I'm not like those other girls. I don't fucking show them off for your attention. I work hard. Oh, I work so hard for you. Huh? Lay my chest across your desk? Yes, of course. Did you need me to? Oh, fuck, sir. That hurt. Maybe not so hard. Oh my god. Oh, god damn it. I can feel you massaging my ass with both hands. Oh, you really like asses, don't you, sir? It must have been distracting for you when I go visit friends in class. What was that? Oh, what did you need from me? Huh? Bite my lip and look ahead. You're gonna show me how bad I am? Oh, sir, I can't, that's too hard. Stop. Oh, please, please, I'm asking you to stop. Oh my god, I need a moment. Oh, my legs are shaking like, oh my gosh, I'm wobbling. Okay, I just needed to get that out of your system. You sit down in the chair. Just let me keep teasing my clit. Oh, sir, I would do anything for you. I was so worried. Coming today, you wouldn't listen to me. Oh, is my ass all red? You can see your handprints. Oh, fuck! I think you bruised me. That's just the easy part. I know that. I shouldn't whine about the spanking. I had to take you on my ass. That was our deal. Lube? Yes, I came prepared with lube. It's in my bag next to my books. I wasn't really sure what to get, so I got a nice smelling one, like a strawberry one. Shut up. Oh, right. Sorry, sir. You want me focusing on touching myself. I have been practicing, so... you should be able to fit a finger in, no problem. You can push harder. Yes! Oh, teacher! I can't believe this. I can't believe this. My friend sit right there, right in that chair. Why are you moving to the side? You want to make sure I'm stretched out enough for your cock? Oh, sir. Yes, thank you. I'm nervous. Yes, I have fucked in the ass before. Yes, sir. I have been practicing for you all week. Of course, sir. Of course, I will suck your cock while you stretch out my ass. You are so sweet, sir. Please, take it out. Oh, fuck. Oh, jeez, you're really fingering it roughly now. I can smell the lube in the air. Did I practice with a boy? No, not really, sir. We can't leave the dorms except for weekends. I had a boyfriend I tried this with one time, and I enjoyed it. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Am I ready? Oh, God, I am. I'm as ready as I'm going to be. Can you just start slow? Please. Did you want me to look behind at you this time? How flat do you want me on this desk? Oh, sir, there's no need to be so rough. I will pose however you want. Ugh, twisting my braids around your hand and look at you. Thank you. I want to see you enjoy it. Flatten me right against the desk. Push me into your school supplies. Imprint me with your pens and rulers. Hold those braids like a chain. Oh my god, sir, fuck me. I am ready. Ow. Slow down, okay? Hold on. Just, I need to stop tensing for a second. Okay, just slide half of it in. Oh god, what's her? Put my hands behind my back. Anything for you. Oh, what? What would my parents think of this? Mr. Dark, why are we talking about them? Oh my god. Are you tying up my wrists with your tie? I'm so glad I came to complain to you. One hand on my hip, one hand on my braids. This thick cock just breaking me. You're gonna push the rest in now? I'm ready. Oh, your hand is on my head, so hard pushing me to this desk. Oh, sir, you're bruising me. You want to? You're going to bruise my hips, my cheek. You're going to bruise my asshole. Tell me what my parents would think. Tell you I'll get it rough. Oh, fuck. My mother would be ashamed. She would call me a whore. She would say I sold out everything. But she doesn't have to sit here every day. She doesn't have to be in the school 5 days a week. She doesn't have her clothes policed. She doesn't have her future ahead of her. And my dad? Oh my god, it feels so good. Oh, sir. Oh, you're making your desk move. You're making your stuff fall everywhere. Oh, sir, oh god. Tell me like that again, please. Please. Oh, my dad. He would be angry at me. But he'd be angry at you, sir. Oh, my god. Kill you. He would kill you for making his little girl take your big cock. If only the other girls knew. Oh, they couldn't take you like this, sir. Never. Oh my god. I practiced for you. I wanted it to be so special for you. Oh. What would my daddy call me? Oh, fuck, sir. I'm going to come. My makeup's all stained, and I'm crying. Oh, you're so close. I'm in a lot of pain. No, of course it feels good, but it hurts. Oh, flip on my back. I like watching you lube it up again. God, I can't believe that was just inside of me. I didn't know if I could do it. Not much longer now. Just one more thing you need to do. Okay. Okay, I can do this. Just, if I cry, ignore it. Yes, just slip your hands under my ass and drag me a bit towards you. Ugh, perfect. Oh, sir, I love this now. I can see you so clearly. Did you want to hold my braids again? Shut my mouth. You'll grab your tie. I can push my tits together. Yes, You're so rough with me. Fuck. You're all in. You're all in. Fuck. I almost came again. Oh God. I feel all of you. You're fucking splitting me open. I can feel you tensing, sir. Oh my God. Oh, looping your tie around my throat. Oh, sir, what are you? Use me. Use me. Do I just go? Oh, I go. I go to the bathroom. I'm sorry. I'm just a little dizzy, sir. Okay, I have my A. Go clean up. Redo makeup, right. Call in sick tomorrow. Tomorrow and the day after. Ice. Yes, ice my bruises. Okay, sir. Can I text you tomorrow, or... I don't? I mean, I don't have any way to contact you? Talk to you when I get back, right? And have one of the girls come over to bring my homework?